Hey, it is somebody's birthday today. So if she's listening, Dr. Holly Ordway, good friend of the program, it's her birthday today, August 31st. So happy birthday, Holly. And we'll pray for you in a special way today. And she's written a nice little post on the Word on Fire blog about patience. And of course, she's very literary minded. We had a great interview with Dr. Holly Ordway on the show recently, and she was actually a professor of our own Lucas Holt, and he learned a lot from her, and I did too when she was on the show. We're going to post a link to that interview in the show notes. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to have you back on soon, Holly. But she's posted this really cool story about patience and how hard it is to be patient. And she kind of talks about this, saying that, you know, in your day-to-day life of being a Catholic, it's necessary to be patient. I mean, patience is a virtue, right? But it's also really tough, because there's so many things that, she uses the term goads, and a goad is a farm implement. It's kind of a sharp thing that they used to use to get the oxen to keep going, keep plowing the field, kind of spur them on. And that's why Jesus said to St. Paul, when he appeared to him on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, it is hard for you to kick against the goads, the ox goads. You know, when you're fighting against me, you're really hurting yourself. It's not going to work. And so she says the media is full of goads to be impatient with yourself, impatient with others, and impatient with the world in general. Why are things not the way they should be right now? Surely there's something that I or everybody else ought to be doing. Giving that doing something very often translates into being angry on social media about something. This impulse to do something ought to be interrogated quite intensely. And that's a really good insightful point, because when things are not going the way they should, whether it's in your own life or in society, we tend to want to look for the quick and easy way out. For example, you know, if there was a hypothetical book called Three Simple Steps to Overcoming All Your Sins, and people would probably buy that book because they want a quick fix. It's not easy. Or fixing society. There's all these problems in society, and people want to lash out on social media. And so doing something about the problem is very often being angry about a problem. And that's not really helpful for us. And Holly Ordway says that, believe it or not, the situation when you go on like Catholic Twitter, it's just a war zone. And she said, really, things haven't changed that much. The more things change, the more they stay the same. She's been looking into 19th century English Catholicism. And back then, there was a huge controversy in the church, just like there are many controversies today. And the biggest one that people were talking about at the time was what was going on with Vatican Council Number 1, Vatican I, and their definition of papal infallibility. This created a lot of controversy, and people were fighting. Catholics were fighting against each other. There wasn't social media. There was no Twitter back then. But there was newspapers. There were pamphlets that people would, you know, print off and slip under people's doors and post in public places. There were angry letters that people would write to each other. And there was lots of heated rhetoric amongst Catholics. And a lot of Protestants who were kind of standing on the sidelines watching this, they were like, man, this is not cool. I don't think I want to be Catholic. These guys can't even agree with each other. And so in the midst of this was the Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, the Catholic poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. And he was kind of kicking around at this time, and he wrote this poem called Patience. And it's a really cool poem, because it's a poem that can help us be more patient with ourselves in our own spiritual struggle or lack of growth, you know, whatever. And also, how can we deal with the world around us, which is really noisy? It can induce a lot of anxiety. And we have a lot of pressure on ourselves, like inward pressure, outward pressure. There's economic pressures. There's pressure from the coronavirus. There's pressure from this, pressure from that, pressure from the culture. How do we deal with that? So this poem by Hopkins called Patience might be able to help with this. So I'm going to read it. And as Lucas was telling me, I've never read this poem before, but as Lucas was telling me off air during the break, Hopkins is actually one of the toughest poets to read, because of the way he writes. So if you don't understand it, if it doesn't make any sense to you, don't worry about it, because we're going to break it down with the help of Dr. Ordway. She kind of explains everything. But Lucas, is there any, do you have any poetry reading music we can use? I'm just going to slip into my smoking jacket and my pipe and step into the library. Here we go. Patience by Gerard Manley Hopkins. No, I'm not going to read it in an English accent, but I'll just read it. Patience. Patience, hard thing. The hard thing but to pray, but bid for, patience is. Patience who asks, wants war, wants wounds, weary his times, his tasks. To do without, take tosses and obey. Rare patience roots in these, and these away, nowhere. Natural heart's ivy. Patience masks are ruins of wrecked past purpose. There she basks purple eyes in seas of liquid leaves all day. We hear our hearts grate on themselves. It kills to bruise them dearer. Yet the rebellious wills of us, we do bid God bend to him even so. And where is he who more and more distills delicious kindness? He is patient. Patience fills his crisp combs, and that comes those ways we know. Okay, well, great musical selection, Lucas. That was very nice. That was very nice. Kind of took me away. I felt like I was in the Bodleian Library or something in England. Anyways, so what does this poem really mean? Well, he starts off by saying that waiting is really difficult, as Holly Ordway explains. That's why he writes, patience who asks, wants war, wants wounds, weary his times, his tasks, to do without, take tosses, and obey. So the one who wants war and wants wounds, he wants to kind of get into the battle, kind of wants to get after it. And that's kind of what she was talking about earlier, when there's like we always want to kind of lash out. When there's a problem, we kind of want to get into the fray. We kind of want to try to do something about it. And that's even true when it comes to our own spiritual faults. We want to fix ourselves. And that's not always easy. Sometimes we have to bear the cross. And that's why Hopkins writes, you know, to do without, take tosses and obey. We're called to bear our cross, Ordway writes, whatever it may be. Though sometimes what we are called to bear, it's not exciting, nor is it dramatic. It might simply be gritting our teeth and not posting a snarky remark on Twitter. So when we're called to be patient, we may instead wish that we had war and wounds to deal with, conflicts and struggles that demand clear, direct action. Instead, our task may be to do graciously without, to do without, to take tosses and obey. And she says that modern people, especially modern Americans, don't like that much at all. And Americans are doers. They like to do stuff. They like to do something about a problem, and they like projects to work on. And we only like to obey if we agree. But it's in being obedient. It's in self-denial. It's in acceptance, obedience of what is given to us, that true patience puts down its roots. And there's kind of this cool thing in the poem. Hopkins talks about natural heart's ivy. Masks are ruins of wrecked past purpose. And you know about ivy, right? If ivy grows along a wall, or, you know, as a baseball fan, I think about the ivy at Wrigley Field where the Chicago Cubs play. It covers the outfield wall. It's kind of cool. Wrigley Field is awesome. So ivy can cover our ruins of past purpose. Past patience. Yeah, no, past wrecked past purpose. So he's really saying here that when ivy grows over a wall or an old house, it can smooth out the rough edges. You don't see the imperfections, the broken corners underneath, and it makes it into something new. And so Hopkins kind of says, if we have patience, it's kind of like our heart's ivy, and it covers over our ruins of wrecked past purpose. So hey, our plans that didn't work out in the past, our failures even, God can kind of cover this over with this virtue of patience. And so, yeah, this is kind of interesting. This is what God's grace is all about. And this is why Hopkins writes, yet the rebellious wills of us, we do bid God bend to him even so. We want to fight sometimes. We want to fight against God. And we don't want to make these acts of self-denial. We don't want to pick up our cross. We don't want to be obedient. But we can accept that. We can accept that. We ask God to bend our will to His. And that's why He says patience, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. It's hard to be patient with yourself. It's hard to be patient with others. But this is really what it's all about, because God is infinitely patient. That's why He hasn't, you know, come in judgment yet. He's patient with us, and He's waiting. He's hoping for many, many to repent. And that's why we have to keep preaching the gospel. That's what it's all about. So yeah, thanks for sending me that poem, Lucas. Really appreciate that. And happy birthday to Dr. Holly Ordway. What a fun show today. Everything from dad hats to poets from the 19th century to who wrote the Gospel of John. That was an eclectic hour. It was a lot of fun to spend it with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Timory's up next. So stay tuned, followed by the Family Rosary Across America. Lucas Holt produced, Patrick Alog took your calls. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.